48 degrees at 8:56. It's time for our Friday look at commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it looks like this session starting off a little red on the board, Bill.
Yeah, we're a little weaker here this morning. I think the markets are lower under pressure from some improving weather in the Midwest and West, at least, and parts of the Corn Belt, and some concerns about the trade situation again this morning. Right now we have the July corn is down 3.5 cents at 387.5. The December is 404.25. That's down 3.75. For the week, the corn is down about 7 cents for the week. On the soybeans, the July beans are down 8.75 cents at 10.40.25. The November beans are down 10.34. And on the weekly chart, that puts us down about 24 cents for the week on soybeans. On the wheat, we're July wheat's down about 7.25, 483.5. We're down about 3 cents for the week here at that situation. So we also have expiration of the May options today. I think that could have a bearing on the close here as well. As you typically see, the market is nervous going into the weekends. We discussed that last week on the radio show that nobody wants to hold a position going into the weekend, it doesn't seem like. We also had a situation that was kind of highlighted on the trade situation where we had about 5 vessels of sorghum that got rerouted, that they found out overnight. They got rerouted to going to China because of heavy taxes that were going to be charged, or fees that were going to be charged if they delivered into China. Nobody knows exactly where they're headed right now, but that just kind of highlights a trade, the tense situation we have in the trade right now. The outside markets are pretty much lower on the equities. The dollar's higher, and that makes the gold lower. The crude oil is down a little bit. It had been up a little bit here earlier in the day. So outside markets are a little bit negative, too. Basis levels are have really weakened this week in the Gulf. We've seen bean basis down about 21 cents, corn basis down about 11 cents. Now, the PNW out west is still fairly strong, getting some pretty good pull from the Asian markets yet. But and some of that may get moved to the Gulf because we have quite a bit of difference now between the Gulf and the PNW. Bottom line, Midwest and Western weather, rain in the West, warmer temperatures in the Midwest has allowed the market to relax here a little bit and head lower into the weekend. I think we're probably going to test the support and see what happens next week.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for the update.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, of course. Much more on the week in commodity markets coming up later today with Todd Gleason. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard on this Friday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 62 degrees, wind out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, dropping down to a low of 36 degrees. For the day tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high of 61, and for Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.